Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.
Well, Nildy, that third quarter was simply sensational. It was an arm wrestle and both teams struggled to kick any majors, really, in the conditions. But to come out the way they did and, you know, the goals start to flow and kick 7-1 was sensational. You must have been rucked with that.
Absolutely. As you said, Bertie, really tough conditions. You know, Geelong and Southern Victoria has a habit of blowing a gale in September, and that is nothing. Although, I must give a shout-out and to defend AFL Bowen. They're quite a whole lot of people trying to blame AFL Bowen for the wind. I don't think that's fair. But, yeah, it was one of those games where every single player on both sides, when it was their turn to put their head over the footy and compete, I think they did. We knew going into half-time that a couple of the Newtown boys may not have played in the second half, so we spoke about, you know, sometimes when the ground is hard and it's a fast track, you talk about losing people on the bench in and outrun them. It's not for the same reason, but that was a battle of attrition out there, and it was contest to contest, and we just felt, you know, Newtown got a couple of big hits that were fair in the first half, and we just thought maybe they don't have full rotations, that's going to hurt them. And yeah, we didn't speak about anything different before the game, quarter time or half time. It was the same idea, and it just certainly worked our way in the third quarter.
And it was a little bit tricky trying to get that forward line actually functioning to the best of its capability in the first half, to be honest. But in that second half too, your defence was absolutely rock solid. You know, Driver, Goffey, the animal, he was just in absolute beast mode. So I think it was all off the back of, you know, that defensive setup. The intercept marks were absolutely outstanding, and that really just, you know, tightened the screws on Newtown. They couldn't get it forward at all.
Yeah, those boys that you mentioned were really, really good, particularly in the third quarter. They set up well behind the ball. Newtown, jibbers, they came hard and they didn't give up. The last quarter was certainly, you know, that had us on the edge of our seats. So, you know, some of our boys, perhaps, there was a different in intensity, but that's full credit to Newtown in the last quarter. And look, we think that it's a good start to the GFNL final series. We know that it's a really good level of competition at, you know, the all teams. You know, I think we're all trying to chase some Marys, and we get first crack at them next week. We'll see how we go. But Newtown are a really good footy club, as are Bell Park and St Joseph's, who play tomorrow. So it's a tight group, I reckon.
Nildy, there's levels of satisfaction when you get to this time of year. You won't be fully satisfied until at 5 o'clock on Friday, September 25, the Blood Toyota Cup is in your hands. But what are your satisfaction levels at the moment as you give yourself two chances to play in the grand final?
Yeah, that is, you know, clearly satisfying. I'm thinking at the end of the day, if it doesn't matter what sport you play, it probably doesn't matter what you do in life. If you've got an opportunity to put your best foot forward, and you talk about effort and being on the same page, and all those cliches that everyone's heard for 30, 40, 100 years, whatever it is. At the end of the day, if you have a go at doing that, that's a level of success. And for us, I felt, we all did, you know, we sat there and you know, three-quarter time was like, hey, guys, that's arguably some of the best football in a 35-minute, as long quarter, in a 35-minute quarter of footy, in terms of just consistently doing what is required. That's satisfaction. And it may not, look, who knows what's in front of all, you know, what will be four clubs at this time tomorrow. Who knows what's in front? But if you can stand in a group and say, listen, you know what, for the most part, you gave everything you had, well, I think that's success too.
Did you praise them well at three-quarter time, we heard? I think we had a spy who said you came out with a big smile and said how good they were.
Yeah, absolutely I did. and I think, yeah, part of it. Jace, if you can't in, it doesn't, again, we didn't play finals last year. Like, we spoke about that all year, and our job was to make finals. Like, we were trying to keep up with, you know, you sit down at the season and you think at the end of the season, you go, jeepers, for us to play finals next year, who do we have to, who are we going to knock out? And you look, there's seven really strong clubs, and there's three that are really coming, and then there's two we're not quite sure about. But you think, how are we going to get that? And a pat him on the back to finish in the top five of this competition is a super effort. That quarter of footy in a final, I don't know, I think, what, we kicked 6 or 7 goals?
7.
In those conditions, yeah, absolutely. People love celebrating the small wins, I reckon. Tell them. They did a great job, yeah. And it is, you know, I said to them, it's one of that 35 minutes was a really good snapshot of why, personally, I like being a part of the South Balham Footy Netball Club. It was as simple as that. So you might as well tell them. Hmm. And at the end of the day, jeepers, if you get out here and it all becomes too nervous and you can't watch it, go and do something else. If you can't enjoy playing finals footy, don't get involved, was the message.
Is there any chance you could give Hamish Sinnott a feed?
Well, I think he should.
Now, he had long sleeves on. He had short sleeves on, mate. Then he had long sleeves, and then he had short sleeves. So what was going on there?
I'm not sure. But, look, I think, and we've talked about this before, here come my grandchildren all dressed up in South Balham gear.
She doesn't want to go anywhere near you.
Now, this is bad for radio, but if we were footage, she's seen Jason Kingy. So, sorry, Sophie. I apologise on their behalf. They're scary units. This is Oliver. Henry is...
Oliver.
These two, I talked them through the contested ball lesson you got from Parr for Auskick last night. They were very impressed.
Good, Oliver.
Lower the centre of gravity, go through the ball. Don't start anything. If someone bumps you, bump them back. Works beautifully. They know all about what you get up to in the Friday.
Good work.
This is Henry. Bad for radio.
We're on video too.
Henry's currently under house arrest because he managed to run away from Nana and Mum during the third quarter.
So Henry
would be the 4-year-old version of Zach Green.
We're just going to keep an eye on Henry.
Sophie's she's just fighting for some type of heir in that family. what was I doing?
Hamish Sinnott, are you going to feed?
Oh, goodness me. Sake. Hamish Sinnott.
No, he had short sleeve, long sleeve, and short sleeve on. What was that going on with
his
jumper?
Wow, mate, he's a singlet with arms. And he can play. But one of the things that were great about Hamish, I spoke to Hamish about playing a different role, getting him in behind the ball for a little bit. That's tough when you're 45 kilos in the rain and the coach says, hey, what about you keep your head over the ball and maybe we put back and flop. Arnie and Lowther are going to come steaming out, and I want you to stand in front of him. I told him before the game, I thought, jeepers, creepers. No, he could, I don't know, but again, Jace, we're the same age, mate. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure, I don't reckon he's a meat eater. Like, he's one of those fits into
vegan?
That box.
Is he vegan?
I think he's many things, but he does. He could, look, seriously, not sure. But no, Skinny shares the, I reckon he's. Him and Goffey between them and the bench press, I reckon all the coaches have got them covered using one arm. It's embarrassing situations. But he's a good person. The best thing, he's a good person.
Player. He's a good player, too.
Good person. Yeah. And his partner, Lara, plays in the netball, and she's very happy with herself because, unbelievably, Jace, the star recruit, his partner won the reverse raffle. You wouldn't read about it. Learned that straight from St. Mary's. There it is. You knew it was coming. With all regards to KFC and all the stuff that they do for local footies, marvellous.
Right. For Sam and Mattress Factory, speaking with Mark Neal, he's Dallow. I'm moving on.
Love that. Come on, you blokes. Drive boys. Jace Boris has given me. You may as well have a crack.
Neilty,
come on,
finals. It's roll tight players. It's high pressure. A couple of players, Dylan Starkey and Zach Green, they had really good roles today, and they did a terrific job.
They certainly did. Yeah, so Dylan Starkey, I spoke to. Well, I must admit. Okay, yeah, happy to be transparent. So Thursday night, I actually had a really long discussion with Kelly O'Neill and Dylan Starkey about Nash. Nash is a very good player. Yep. Now, we know that all the stuff that he brings, he keeps his feet, he's strong, he's really good in the air, and if they get into bother or they put him in the... We had a really lengthy discussion about who to play on him, and had Lowther not been playing, we thought Max Mawson was a good matchup, and then we suspected that Lowther was going to make his debut for Newtown today, and then we thought, well, maybe Max is the matchup for him, and clearly... You know, when you're a good player like him and the way that he plays, the conditions didn't favour him. And then it became a discussion about Nash. So Kelly O'Neill was probably if that conversation goes 5 minutes longer, Kelly O'Neill would have played on Nash, but we were pretty happy with what Dylan did. And that wasn't a perfect performance, but he did a really good job.
Yeah, and high contest and high pressure is probably what your game's built off, and you really showed that today because in the midfield you won the clearances, you were able to get it forward, and then you can press up the ground from there and defend behind the footy.
Yeah, that yes, there's a game plan in itself. But, you know, a finals footy, particularly in weather, like if you don't play finals in Geelong, you need to be pretty good at the contested ball. And, you know, we've been practising that. The last time we played, we played Newtown three times, and they've all been really, really strong contests. And Wilkins, he's a quality ruckman, and they gave us a bit of a lesson in the first half last time we played, which was only a fortnight ago. And they were pretty creative in there and really solid. So we had a real look at that. We, you know, we're fortunate. Our midfield group, coached by Damien McMahon, and only for the rest of September. And so we need to make sure that, you know, we get as much out of Macca as we can. But they went to work in that space, and, you know, we were quite happy with what they did today.
And really valuable in that midfield group. I touched on it during the call with the wingers, and in conditions like this, the ability for them to sit behind the ball, but then also just try and stretch the opposition forward. I thought that the numerous players that went through the wing there did a terrific job in sort of setting that up for you.
Yeah, they did. And you know, we're fortunate. Brendan Curry and Shane Madigan do a great job of putting the player roster together. And, you know, this afternoon, you know, some people say, well, you know, why do you use a 6'7" bloke on the wing, in the wet in particular? And you know, we think that Fraser did a great job in the way that we want to play. And we also had, you know, Hamish Sinnott was doing his thing, and Oscar Pollock. But pretty much those three rotated through the wings. And we... Taylor Mulroney had a bit of a go at it. He was going okay for an old bloke, but then I saw him get the ball in space, and he's been to the Jack Driver, Rowan Goff kicking school, so we had to get him back in around the contest.
Neildy, congratulations.
Thanks.
Two cracks at playing in the grand final is a fantastic effort. As you said, coming off missing out last year, admittedly you only missed out by half a game with the best record of any club not to play finals, but you weren't.
Isn't that a backhanded compliment? Beautiful. You were a super team that finished sixth. We love that for a compliment. Thanks, Tom. You don't have to butter me up. We didn't play finals, but we're back this year.
You are.
A beautiful thing.
And we'll see you at some stage through the rest of September. Good luck.
Great.
Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.